Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're into hour number three, and at the start of the next segment, which is just 6 minutes away, I'm going right to Zach and Devin and Paul and Tom and Clarence and Tim and Boogeyman. You know, I am teleprompter free, and I don't go off a bunch of notes, so sometimes I get weird factoids in my head that I get wrong. Like, I know Mike Lindell of MyPillow. I've been watching him on air for over 10 years. I know his name's Mike Lindell. I keep calling him Dave Lindell, because I knew in broadcasting a Dave Lindell for like 15 years. And then he retired. He had a fake radio name, but his name was Dave Lindell. And he went by Dave Lindell and the paperwork and everything. I mean, God, I knew that guy like 25 years ago. So that's why I keep calling Mike Lindell Dave Lindell. Because somehow, like, you know, you just get that, you know somebody for years, you get that name in their head, then you start combining the two. But separately, Mike Lindell is on the broadcast today. There was a bunch of disinfo on Instagram and on Facebook and everywhere, them trying to create infighting and stuff, that Alex Jones didn't go to the Cyber Symposium conference because it was such a disaster. Well, hey, I didn't think it was a disaster. I actually watched a lot of it. Didn't watch most of it live, but I watched a lot of it taped. I taped it, recorded it. And B, the flight got canceled. The engine had a problem, and then we were having trouble getting more flights because I only had time to go there on the Wednesday and then be there Thursday and come back. It was only Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so I was going to go for Wednesday and Thursday, but only be there at night on Wednesday and then be there Thursday and then come back on Friday. I had a flight at like 5:30 in the morning to try to fly back as well, and the plane broke, and then they couldn't get us another plane except one was going to, you know, go to like some other town in the middle of nowhere and then go here, and I'd be there like 10 o'clock at night. And as much stuff's breaking down and things going on, I just said, that's it, I'm not going. But, oh, Jones canceled. He cut and run because the thing was a disaster. It was not a disaster. It was very, very successful. And it has been noted by some leftists out there. Finally, they said something true. That, oh, Jones didn't point out to Lindell that the same guy that conned him conned Alex. And that's actually true. Me and Arpaio, and I said, I know this is bad. I know he's being set up. I told him on air. I told him off air, and he would not listen to me. And that's okay, because I get it. I've been conned by the same person. It's you live, you learn, ladies and gentlemen. But the evidence of the algorithms and the numbers and the stuffed ballot boxes and how the Democrats knew they had a red mirage for Trump, they were going to supply whatever number they needed later into the machines at the point. And his engineers were great people and told Lindell all of that. Lindell fixated on the Q people, and they beat us again, folks. I mean, those damn Q folks are serious psychological warfare experts, and they are working for the other side, and they come to you with BS like, oh, here's the file. Here's the total file that is going to show all the proof of all the files that they stole it and that Dominion ran it from the top. And then it's just a computer GIF of some random numbers. It wasn't even real. And then, oh, the guy that gave it to him had a stroke and couldn't be there. And it's just the same story. People want news that's too good to be true. Instead of the Democrats told us what they were going to do. They said it'll look like Trump wins. But the next few days, we'll win because we've got the mail-in ballots. And they were going to produce whatever fraud they wanted and then feed them into the machines at the retail level. And I saw the media immediately try to make it about machines. And I saw groups try to get me on the machines. And I did a little bit. And then I went, wait a minute. Listen. 4chan, 8chan, all of it, ladies and gentlemen, is equivalent to black magic. It's voodoo. It always ends bad. Other folks on there that are nice, does some good come out of it? Yeah. But at the end of the day, the real operatives running those things have set us up over and over again. I mean, we have the WikiLeaks proof of pedophile rings and Aleister Crowley rituals. 100% proof. They diverted from New York to D.C. to a pizza place to distract us onto that. We took the bait. They set us up again. They do it over and over again. Where do you think the original Sandy Hook stuff came from? These people. And so I've learned who they are, the Q thing, all of it. And so that's what's happening is anything esoteric you can't trust. You know who people are, what's going on. They have a track record. If not, they're going to burn you. But Lindell is a man in the arena. That's okay. He's going to learn now.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight.
Trust me, baby.
Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right.
Good stuff.
Take over if you let them take over, if you follow their illegal orders. And so I'm going to get your phone calls right now from veterans of the Afghan war to give their take on the situation and what they witness and where they see all this going. But it's right here in the news. It's not even hidden that Obama has been bashing Biden. Also, Kamala Harris wouldn't be seen on stage with him. She's been bashing him. She's talked, it's in the news, about 25th Amendment for Joe. They did all this on purpose to maneuver him and have another constitutional crisis and just get you used to lockdowns and crises and new presidents and weird elections and mail-in ballots just to, again, condition you to accept all the craziness that they are now carrying out. This is all psychological operations. Shade war. Big Jamie White article. Kamala Harris reportedly discussed 25th Amendment after refusing to stand with Biden during Afghanistan speech. That is up on InfoWars.com. And then I've got the articles here about what's happening there. The big takeaway is they got all the biometric databases of the Afghan government, so now they know where everybody's at, where they are, who to go round up. They're face-scanning people at checkpoints now using the same IDs that were used to, quote, fight al-Qaeda and ISIS against everybody, which shows how dangerous these technologies are. Taliban immediately moves to confiscate firearms from civilians, saying, "We will protect you now. No one's allowed to have guns but us." So the Democratic Party agrees with the Taliban big time. Biden authorizes $500 million for Afghan refugees, while Macron worries about 3 million people flooding Europe. He worries because he wants replacement migration. Unbelievable. Photo shows hundreds of Afghans escape Taliban aboard a USC-17. Nightmare images. And people hanging off the wheels as they take off and then falling to their deaths thousands of feet. But don't worry, the Pentagon's got a new enemy. It's the American people. They're all over the news saying they're prepared for war with us. And you know why they could beat us? Because we are compliant and we bow down to authority and we bow down to clown outfits. I respect veterans and I respect the military. And you got to have uniforms to know who's who. But these generals and their outfits and you've got this idiot defense secretary that wears these Darth Vader outfits now with these big face masks on. I mean, it's all a virtue signaling joke. These people are a joke to demoralize and destroy our military, destroy our country. And if we just wake up and refuse the New World Order and refuse the UN and refuse the WTO and the IMF and refuse all their fear and refuse all the big tech censorship, we can save the country and lead the world out of the collapse into evil. But right now, that's not happening. America's got to be taken down so the New World Order can take over. Remember, this is a spiritual battle. All right, thank you for holding. Thank you for calling. Zach in Missouri, Army on Afghanistan. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you guys' time.
Thank you, brother.
You guys, what you do. Yeah, I was active Army machine gunner in 2011 in Afghanistan, on the Pakistan border. Yeah, medically slash honorably discharged, still trying to adjust fire back at home. But what's going on in our country is pretty crazy. Thank you for covering it. Everybody needs to really wake up and understand what's really going on. And if you may not agree with the war in Afghanistan, it did keep the fight over there. What the Taliban are doing right now, taking civilian guns and doing things like that, that's exactly what we stopped whenever we were there. As we would clear kalats, go into villages, conduct KLEs, key leader engagements with the elders, trying to figure out what they needed, we let them have their weapons. We let them have their gun with some ammunition. It wasn't what we're seeing now is the same thing we're seeing over here. They've been taking our guns for a long time. They're doing it over there a lot quicker. What the administration's doing now, it's sad. You know, we all know that he won. And everything changing from their turn to try to ruin the country with the term that they have, Biden's not running anything. We all know that. It's a joke. And the way they're making people sick with all this stuff, with these lockdowns, it's coming here. And the biggest slap in the face that us veterans don't want to see is Americans not standing up for themselves in the ways they should, banding together in the right kind of ways, peacefully putting information out there that's irrefutable, and everybody needs to do it.
Exactly. I mean, that's classic communist propaganda to turn black against white and vice versa. And what do you make of the official terrorism directive of the White House, now the Pentagon and CIA, FBI, all of it, that it's basically people that question the election and people that question future lockdowns, which we know are coming. And they actually are wanting to use the military at emergency camps. They're already establishing them as we speak. I mean, this is very dangerous. That's why they're having a litmus test in the military, asking people if they're loyal to the globalist.
Exactly. They're trying to see who's actually a patriot or who's going to be a sheep and just follow along and get their little crumbs and go to their cage nice and quietly. You know, it's that without the cage. They're already making the lockdowns mandatory. Like you're talking about, people can't even talk to their neighbors in other countries. And the Gestapo's here. It's just in a completely different form. And it's really scary, you know, for a gentleman like me in my 30s that is, I went to war, couldn't serve anymore because, you know, my body was just, it was used up, you know, hips, neck, back, over 100% disabled after I got out, after it was all said and done. But I'm still able to do more here, you know.
People, well, you're right, brother. This is the main assault. You know? And overall, Obama funded the Arab Spring and Al-Qaeda and ISIS to take over Syria, Libya, and Egypt. That's why they're doing this. Instead of having a good drawdown and an air force and then not letting the Taliban take over immediately, they did this to embarrass Biden in a spectacular feat. This is all Obama and the globalists, 100%. I appreciate your call. God bless you. All right, up next, let's go ahead and go to the next person in the order they were received. Let's go to Clarence in Wisconsin. Welcome.
Yeah, can you hear me, Alex?
I can, brother. Thank you.
Well, my phone's going dead here. My battery's low, and I'm going to try to get to my talking point as quick as I can, Alex. I misunderstood you when I was listening to you that it was Iraq, Afghan veterans, but I'm a Vietnam War veteran. To my brothers and my sisters and my warriors, keep your heads up high. Trust me, we are with you. All of us warriors are with you. And I want to say this also. It is time for veterans. It is time for us veterans. We got to be heard, and I believe we need a march to Washington, D.C., and let them know where we stand. We need to be heard. I am so sick and tired of this Estrada and Austin and Honore and Milley and this Blinken. These guys are nothing but a bunch of clowns. And as far as these conservatives in Washington, D.C., and these Republicans, when it comes to Nunes and McCarthy and McConnell and Graham and Cotton and Chavez and Kennedy and Collins, you guys better get your act together, too, because I'm sick and tired of you. You better get this country together. I've had it. So I absolutely want to see us veterans. We need to go to Washington. We need to do a march and let them know that we are sick and tired of this and we need to be heard. Thank you, Alex, for getting me on air.
Absolutely, brother. Let me just say this. We had 1 million people in D.C. A few hundred got provocateur to break into the building to make us all look bad. I agree that we need to start demonstrating again and not be intimidated by the fact that they're going to try to lead us into violence. We just have to expose it each time they do it and not get suckered in the next time. But yes, General Honoré, who ran the gun confiscation in Mississippi and Louisiana, is running the national plan for civil war and gun confiscation. They admit. And so just imagine this guy is literally quarterbacking this attack, and he's supposedly an African-American. It looks like he's about 90% white. But they have him, so when he's running martial law, if you fight back, you see you're attacking a black man. See how the globalists hide behind this stuff? It's ridiculous. I appreciate your call, sir. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Boogeyman. And then we're going to go to Tom and Mark and Devin and many, many others. 877-789-2539, 877-789 Alex, on this live Tuesday, August 17th, worldwide broadcast. Very honored to take your calls and get your take on the situation. But we know what's happening. This is all part of destabilization. Now they'll make trillions more. Countering the Taliban problem, they just reinstalled again. They did it in the 80s. They did it in the 90s. They did it in the 2000s. They did it in Syria a few years ago. Now they're doing it again. It's like the fifth time.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Next segment, I'm going to pop into these articles. Another leftist do-gooder has been caught in a COVID false flag. Another Jussie Smollett has been discovered. This lady is a white woman. And another lady, Belgian poet, people must accept that pedophilia resides in each of us. No, lady, it doesn't reside in me. I'm not attracted to children. And I'm not attracted to you either. Like a damn space alien. I'm attracted to women that look like Marilyn Monroe. I like them real big and juicy. To quote Sir Mix-a-Lot, that is my song. Baby Got Back. Seriously. No, we're not like you. I don't want to have sex with kids. I have zero attraction to children other than wanting to teach them and educate them and think they're cute and hug them. You damn pervs. That's coming up. All right, now, who's up first here? That'll be Boogeyman in FEMA Region 7. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Good to talk to you. So you were Army. You were going to talk about on Afghanistan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was an infantryman in the Army for 10 years, served in Paktika Province, Ghazni Province. I've been all over that place. This fiasco right now, it's simply meant to demoralize the vets. Because they know that we are the most dangerous people in the country right now to the globalists. They know that. And it's just to continue to break us down mentally and try to make us give up more hope. You know, we already know what we've lost over there. We already know the demons that we all came back with, that we fight with every day since we've come home. They know that's already a mental battle we struggle with. And anything they can do to further that mental demoralization, they're going to do it. And it's just a long, you know, you mentioned in the previous segment, you said they stated they're prepared for war with the American people. Now, they've started a war with the American people. They've already started it. They're not prepared. They're starting it. They've already started it. They're waiting for us. They're trying to force our hand to doing something violent. That's why, how do you get the most dangerous population to fall? You vaccine the first government organization to be mandated for vaccine was the VA. So all of the doctors and all the nurses and everything in the VA start dying off, and then you've got more than 22 plus a day that's going to kill themselves because those are the guys that rely on that organization for that treatment. That's how you, and then on top of mandating vaccines for all of the people around us, when we start watching our loved ones die and the people that we care about die, that's what the mentality of a soldier, Marine, I don't care what you are, a warrior's mentality, the reason we went to Afghanistan is we don't like seeing people oppressed. We're not bullies. We want to help people that can't.
I agree. And what you're saying is genius, and I'll hold you over to need because I want you to have some time here to say this, Boogeyman, you're laying it down. I normally know how their psyops work, so I can trick my mind and not let it get me down. But watching them do this, it's even getting me down now. I can't believe they're so evil, and I can't believe they're getting away with it. I can't believe the bullying and oppression, and then I get mad at myself, and I'm not calling for violence. But as a man, I'm dreaming about it. I'm having real problems. Like, I'm a bad person. I feel like I'm bad for the first time in my life that I'm not doing enough. Does that make sense?
That's why they're so good at this. This is why I worked with PSYOPs when I was deployed. I know what they're good at. I know how the government is perfect. This is their nom de plume. This is their bread and butter. If they can't get us physically, they can easily, easily hit us mentally, especially those of us that have already taken a mental hit, that are already questioning. You know, there's always a phrase that said, you know, about when we talk about the stuff that we had to do over there and the stuff that we saw over there and you know, all that. The response is when a lot of us, I'm not a religious person myself, but when preachers and stuff would say, hey, you just got to talk to God, you got to ask God, talk to God. Our response is God can't forgive everything because the stuff that we did, the stuff that we had to do, the stuff that we went through is some stuff that you can't forgive yourself for. And you I'm trying not to cuss. Sorry, I'm getting really emotional. You know that a higher power is going to, you know, in itself look down on you on that. But to get back to what I was saying about our mentality, the anti-bully, the protector mentality that we have, this was our mentality of what made us go in the first place to a country we'd never been to, people we don't know. When you start injecting the people around us and our loved ones start falling from it, that's when you really, really start awakening the beast. I have to go first thing in the morning. I told your call screener this. First thing in the morning, I took off work because I have to take my beautiful 39-year-old wife and the mother of my children, and I got to take her to get her hysterectomy tomorrow morning because she's been bleeding since the hospital that she works for mandated that she get that stupid clot shot.
See, now, here's the thing, brother. It's come home to you. They knew in the studies. They did it on purpose. They've now assaulted your wife. What do you think the PSYOP is? Are they trying to start a civil war with us? What are they doing?
They started a civil war. Right now, it's just not hot. They're waiting for us. And what is going to happen, like you've said before, and I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that you are instigating this by any means, but the phrase that you always said, they wanted a fight, you better believe they're going to get one. When this starts happening and the loved ones start falling and we start watching our families fall, then you're going to have to change the InfoWars bumper from, if you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. Hell no. If you're listening to this transmission, you are the reckoning. And that's what we're going to become.
I just know this. In all the studies, it attacked the uteruses of rats. And they study rats because we're similar to them, and they knew this. And they, yeah, hysterectomies, they say, are off the chart. Women, did your wife take the Pfizer or the Moderna?
Her parents, all of them. They used to be, I fought with them all the time, all the time. It was a constant fight, and I warned them. They didn't listen. They followed, they thought the medical gods that were leading them, they followed their advice. They did all of the stuff that they were supposed to do, like good little sheep. And now she's paying a price for it. She's constantly coughing.
Well, I really like Roger Stone, but I learned about his wife literally swole up a week after she got the second Pfizer shot. And then they said, that's cancer. And they admit the vaccine caused it. And we're not supposed to talk about this? I mean, I wasn't told that in confidence. I learned about it from somebody else, so I'm going to talk about it. And I'm sorry if she doesn't want that out, but I mean, it's like this Stockholm syndrome. So wait, now your wife's coughing all the time?
Yeah, she's also coughing, non-smoker, coughing all the time. And I keep telling her, she's like, oh, it's just allergies. I'm like, it's not allergies. You've been doing it all the time.
It's growing prions. And I'm going to get a bunch of doctors on this week and next week. There's a lot of things that are known to counter prions, but we're going to be talking about. For everything they hit us with, there's things to respond, unless it's like radiation. You know, if you inhale particles of plutonium, you know, it's not, you're going to die. But when it comes to the spike protein, there's going to be ways to stop it. But, wow. So is your wife awake now?
Yeah, she's awake now. And before, they mocked me. They joked about me, you know, saying I was, you know, all the name your term. And now all of her hospitals, and she even will tell you this, the hospitals are not overrun because there's too many patients. The hospitals are overrun because the nurses and doctors are leaving en masse. When she sent me a text a couple weeks ago while I was at work, she sent me a text and said, do you still have access to that Dr. Francis Boyle statement to give the employer?
Hold on, don't hang up. Let's talk about that when we'll go to everybody else, to Mark and Casey and Tom and Rick and Darren and Honey and everybody else. Stay with us. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. Wow, incredible times. They wanted us off the air a long time ago, but thanks to you and all your support, we're still here. Punished and definitely scarred, but stronger than ever, thanks to your prayers. All right, I'm going to go back to this caller, and then I'm going to hit a couple news articles and go right back to your calls after that. But this Tennessee head official that was over the vaccine rollout and wants endless masks, she said somebody mailed her a dog muzzle. It turned out she had Tennessee Homeland Security investigate. And they subpoenaed Amazon, and it was her credit card and her card and her order and her cookies, and she got it delivered to her house. Probe finds evidence-fired Tennessee vaccine official bought dog muzzle sent to her. But why is it a perfect inversion? She wants a dog muzzle on your kid. She wants a face diaper on you. She wants you to take a deadly experimental shot. And then she stages a false flag on herself and is dumb enough to then call the state police to investigate it, and they went and investigated it, and it was her. These people never stop, man. And, you know, she's white, so I can say she did a false flag. When the black folks do it, liberals, oh, you're being racist. No, everybody does false flags if they're leftist. They do it over and over and over again. So I guess I kind of already covered that. But let's go back to Boogeyman in FEMA Region 7. Boogeyman, finish up your point. You were getting into your wife's got to have a hysterectomy now. She was a nurse forced to take the deadly clot shot, as you call it, and then you were going to finish up with something.
Yeah, what I was saying is before she started realizing that I was actually telling her the truth and I wasn't just being ridiculous, a lot of the doctors were having issues with them mandating saying that they were going to have to take this vaccine or quote unquote vaccine. So I get a text from her a couple weeks ago saying all the doctors are getting ready to leave. Do you still have access? Because I told her before about Dr. Francis Boyle's statement that he had made and prepared for people to take to their employer about the, you know, violation of Nuremberg Code and everything else. And she just kind of rolled her eyes when I first told her about it. Well, she texted me a couple weeks ago saying these doctors, which all of them I know, these are all friends of mine, these doctors want to know if you can send them that link for the for Dr. Francis Boyle's violation of Nuremberg Code statement that he can give, that they can give to the hospital administrators. So they are all waking up now. They're all starting to realize there are good doctors still out there that all realize that this is absolute crap. And now I'm having to do the same fight for my daughter who works at the same place, at the same hospital. They're trying to mandate it to her who has already had COVID and who also has a blockage in her lung. Pulmonary blockage.
Oh, my God. And if she dies, they won't care. I mean, these people are like mindless zombies. But, again, they're not making the White House take it. They're not taking the CDC officials take it. No doctors I know would dare take it. This is just total insanity. Well, God bless you, brother, and I'm sorry to hear about your wife. And, man, that's just terrible. Wow, there he goes. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing everywhere. And I know people that are like 80 years old and get the shot and they start having a menstrual cycle. Or young women just keep bleeding and bleeding and bleeding, and now they want to give this to our children? Because you know what the virus shell, it's a very fast-growing protein, is the same chemical compound does, and that is the endometrium. And so I'm not a doctor, but I've studied all this. I was going to ask you, so your wife has really advanced endometriosis, or what is it? And what happens is you take these shots and your body just goes completely crazy and starts attacking itself, having autoimmune responses and other things inside the lining of the uterus. And again, for folks that don't know, that's not blood when a woman has her menstrual cycle that comes out. It's a blood product, but it's basically like fertilizer. So that the egg that's been fertilized by the sperm can nest and get enough nutrients right out of that protein crystal structure, that the vitamins, basically, supercharged vitamins, to then grow a tentacle into the side of the uterus and start the placenta. That's how this works. And so we looked at it early on, and Wolfgang Wudarg, the top scientist in Germany, all of them, the top scientist, top advisor of the EU, they just ignored him, said this is going to attack the zygote attaching to the side of the uterus wall, because the way this vaccine looks like, it's going to attack that product. So remember, they picked a virus that's got the same protein as a woman's menstrual cycle. What's fast growing? A woman's menstrual cycle. What's fast growing? A virus. It's the same protein. So a woman grows that every month so that then she can release eggs, and if she gets pregnant, and I know everybody knows this, but folks, this is just so damn evil. And when you look at this weapon, it just hits everything. It reminds me of Bill Gates and the UN project in the mid-90s where they added a female hormone that's released in the second trimester only. Without that hormone being released, the baby will be miscarried. They added that female hormone to the tetanus shot, so the body then became an autoimmune response to that hormone and would attack the baby. And we're talking violent, bloody miscarriages, babies just eaten alive. The body would just eat the baby. And the reports were just hideous. And a lot of times it would kill the women. It was so violent. And it would end up attacking, the lining of the uterus. Just a real mess, folks. A real mess. And that's another gift from the UN. So, can't make this up. The same damn proteins in your arteries. It's in your lungs. It's all over your damn body. Oh, God, I'm angry now. All right, who's been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
My fellow gladiator in the arena. It's good to be with you again. Listen, this Afghanistan situation, of which I'm still an active duty member, having served in Afghanistan during Operation Maiwand, this is really meant to destroy the image of the United States' projection of power on a world stage, demoralize that country, the United States, in front of every other country.
That's right. And then NATO, I'm going to say it now, NATO's going to rush back in a year or so and be the savior.
But Taiwan is going to be the next domino to fall. So keep your eye on that. Now, as it relates to everything else that's happening, this demoralization combined with the 24-hour day psychological operation for COVID is meant to demoralize the country. This is right out of Yuri Bezmenov's playbook, and it's happening to the entire country at the same time. Their war game is to use that psychological operation combined with a form of counterinsurgency so that they can have an action already in place for our anticipated reaction, and their heavy artillery is being moved into place. Their heavy artillery is going to be vaccine mandates and vaccine passports and mandatory shots. Once that moves into place, they are literally going to carve this country up and pound it into submission. Now, I will tell you, information war. Information does not win wars. Action on information wins wars. And until the general public decides to action a lot of this information, and I know you keep asking, what can we do? Boycotts. If you cannot develop the motivation to cancel your Netflix membership, to stop shopping in these big box stores, and stop feeding this beast your money and your economic production, this is not going to stop. It is going to continue, and they're going to be emboldened, and they're going to put a knife to your throat, and they're coming for your kids, and they're not going to stop until they get them.
Well, Tom, your amazing calls. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to get to Casey and everybody else that's holding. But you're dead right. This is a foreign, outside, multinational behavioral psychology operation, and because none of the globalists feel any heat like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, they're going to continue on. That's why my main mission has been to expose them, and then they've had some heat. That's why Gates has been pulled back. But I want to get your ideas on how we peacefully counter this now while we still can. But they are coming at us with violence. They're saying we're terrorists. They're preparing to false flag and blame us so they can literally declare war on those of us that don't take their deadly shots. But they've got a big problem in that around the world and here, so many people are waking up to how bad these injections are. They got a real problem. I mean, Australia is still at 24% injected. Think about that. That's why they're still under lockdown.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free. A CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. Now, Sean Shug, going right back to your phone calls. I have a special guest host coming up about 15 minutes the next hour, but I'll continue with your calls until then. And we had Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer got interviewed by a great reporter, and that's going to be, we're going to air about 4 minutes of that, but it's the full interview, 20 minutes long, on what happened in Afghanistan. It's very, very informative. That's up on Infowars.com, like I just said. But I meant to play this at the very start of the broadcast today, but I didn't get around to it, but I'm glad that I waited until towards the end to do it, because now we've got an article on Infowars.com about it. Watch Australian health minister announce 24,000 students will be injected in stadium without parental supervision. Now, I went and did some studying this morning when I saw this at like 6 a.m. when I first saw it. This guy a month ago, remember we played the clip where he goes, okay, big deal, get over it. We injected a bunch of kids at schools without parental consent. So now they're just going to take them from schools and do it and say if the child wants it, it's okay. So they're getting in between parental consent, just like the pedophiles are doing. And I've got a whole article on that with this, you know, big European liberal poet saying pedophilia is basically not a bad thing. I mean, these people want to wreck innocence, ladies and gentlemen. They are the scum of the earth. So here is the clip. Australian politician told parents that 24,000 children would be ushered into a stadium and receive an experimental shot. This is New South Wales Minister for Health and Medical Research, Brad Hazard. Perfect name. The guy's a hazard to freedom. Here he is.
I want to stress that to the mums and dads, your children will be well looked after inside when they arrive. They'll be literally ushered. We'll have nurses, we'll have some of the youth command, we'll have some of the young police from the various operations within police there just to guide them through as to where they go. They'll be looked after every moment inside the stadium, and they'll be well cared for. So mums and dads, feel secure. We've got about 24,000 students we're aiming to get through next week. The messages will come out this week, and the opportunity is there, but really you've got to take it, grasp it with both hands. If you talk to any of our Olympians, I'll tell you, you just got to grasp opportunity, and this is an opportunity, so don't waste it.
This is wonderful. The Youth Command, and they got like a Hitler Youth over in Australia, and they're the model, folks. That's all already coming here. Canada's still under lockdown. Good God, these people are criminals. And then remember, every year you get a new shot. It doesn't work. It kills you, but it's so much fun. Ask our Olympians. They love it. Oh, like Craig Jones, number two grappler in the world, probably number one grappler now because his partner is retiring. He took the Pfizer and almost killed him. He's Australian, by the way. He can't even go home to see his family, or he'll be locked up when he gets there in a COVID quarantine camp. Even though he took the shot, they don't care. Tom in Texas on Foreign PSYOP at the Globalist, you're a smart guy. How do we counter this? Just your ideas for victory. I mean, I think we just come out and recognize it's a foreign takeover and the government's been seized, and just tell everybody and stop complying.
Well, noncompliance has to be a part of the program going forward. This is behavior modification training. They are pounding you into submission, and I'm sorry, power cannot be negotiated with and power cannot be reasoned with. Power only recognizes and respects a greater power. So the more you submit, and they're testing your resolve, when he talks about this is a great opportunity, he's saying this is a great opportunity for them to advance the needle by getting your children. They know that if they come for your children and you don't put up a fight, you don't get any kind of motivation to get off your butt and fight this, that they're just going to roll right over you. They're going to steamroll you.
But real leaders will want to empower their people, and the West has had both bad and good. But why is there such a blooming of evil leaders, the whole globalist construct, the whole globalist project?
Because that's their end goal. Their end goal is to get rid of you. You're the carbon footprint. You're the person that they want to get rid of. This is very, very diabolical. It is in lockstep throughout the world. They've documented it. You don't need any further proof. You can type in three random numbers in the Google search engine, and after those numbers, put new cases, and you're going to get a litany of new stories. It doesn't matter what numbers you choose. You can try it, and you'll see that it's happening. This is a PSYOP, plain and simple. They want your children because they want to have access into your family, into your home, set the precedent for taking control of your children, taking control of your progeny. That is taking control of your future. By doing that, They're dominating you mentally, they're dominating you physically, and they know if you won't fight for your children, you won't fight for anyone else.
Absolutely, and I can hear you former Army PSYOPs guys that understand this, who are using truth to try to counter lies, now seeing what they call black propaganda being used. And this is just monstrous, and they're in on it. Even down to mid-level people, they know this is a depopulation operation. I found a lot of people who joined this is because they're so scared of it. They've got to realize the only hope is not going along with this and saying no. So I want to call this whole hour of calls. I'm going to put your call and one of the earlier callers up front. I want to, like, former Army PSYOPs lays out the war on humanity. Or what should we call this hour where this really is a biological war that's been declared on us by the globalists? What should we call this hour?
So this is a path to action. Folks have to boycott. You have to take your money out of the system and stop feeding this beast.
Don't understand that. What do we call, because, a headline's half the battle. What do we call all these calls? What's the essence of what you're saying is awaken to the globalist bio war or die? I mean, or Army PSYOPs experts lay out the COVID takeover plan or how to stop the COVID takeover plan. What should the headline, I'm asking you, be for this hour?
So PSYOPs detail COVID action plan.
So former Army PSYOPs or your current Army PSYOPs details globalist COVID plan?
Their action plan. This is their action plan. And this is also our action plan going forward, because if we don't come together and we don't come together with like-minded individuals, put our differences aside and attack a common enemy, we're all done.
I totally agree. God bless you, brother. Well, let me just say this. That's why I'm so freaked out. Because, I'm a tough guy. I can handle this stuff. I knew it was coming. But there's so many people getting cancer from these injections immediately that I know. And they're all the same. None of them want to talk about it. They took the shot, and they're like, well, yeah, I got cancer right after. But, and it's in the literature, too. And then the spike protein. I mean, this is just, they actually did this. I mean, this is like bigger. This is nuclear war. But nuclear war would hurt globalists, so they did it through injections. I mean, they did it. They did it. And they don't care if you're a cop or a firefighter or a sheet metal person or a farmer. Who you are, they're doing it to everyone. All these big globalist CEOs and people have been dying after the shots. I mean, this is just a mass exercise in obedience. All right, I want to jam in all these calls before the next guest host takes over, and I really appreciate them coming on. We got Honey's been holding a long time. We got Mark's up next. And I'm going to go to Mark in just a second. I'm going to say this real fast. I can't stay on air unless you support us. Plus, we got great products. If you're not boosting your immune system during times like this, you're crazy. Today's the last day to get 50% off on X2, the purest iodine you're going to find. Essential in the body, key for libido, energy, stamina, but immune system. 50% off. Today's the last day. Privacy pouches that protect your phone from contact tracers and globals, plus 11 free stickers with the order. That's $14.95. 50% off. That sale ends today. Lung cleanse, 50% off. That sale, essential oil, lung cleanse, that ends today. And a bunch of other sales end today. InfoWarsStore.com. And then I love Mike Lindell more than ever going through all the fire. 90% of what they had at that conference was great. They planted a few setups on him to try to discredit it. We just move forward. He's on the show tomorrow. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, up to 66% off. We're going to keep fighting here. We get stronger. We keep fighting instead of giving up. All right, let's go to who is up next here. That would be Mark in Tennessee. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, sir. How's it going?
Good. You're a former Army on Afghanistan. Go ahead.
Sir, I'm actually active duty. I would like to start off, though, with what do you believe will happen to us soldiers in the armed forces when we say no to the death vaccine and also the failure in the Middle East, and where do you think that will probably lead to? I also got to point out I'm really happy to hear all these other people talking out today, or fellow military as well.
It's amazing. Aren't they great people? Let's talk about this. I'm not a doctor, and so I'm not going to try to sit there, and I'm not a lawyer, but I've got Dr. Francis Boyle, who sued and got the last two anthrax rounds stopped in the 90s and in 2000, and that's why the current law says they can't do this to you. They're trying to trick you and say you violated a order, so the order's got to be written, and you've got to respond to the order back is what I've been told. But Boyle's either coming on Thursday or Friday. He just got back from vacation in Illinois. So we're going to get him on just about legality and the Nuremberg Code and stuff. But, you know, they want to trick you, and they also want to trick the JAG officers. And they're going to try to find somebody who doesn't know what they're doing to burn them to scare the rest into it. But if you know your rights and this isn't a vaccine, this is experimental, then how is it applicable that you can take an approved vaccine? You can force troops to take an approved vaccine. That's the only group you can do it to. There's been big problems with it, but that's there. But it's been held that you can't do that with an experimental shot. So this is not a vaccine. So when they're using these definitions, it's like saying, you know, ABC, but this is XYZ. It's a totally different thing. And so it's going to be probably pretty easy to defeat if large cohorts keep refusing, which is critical. We don't need you guys out of the fight. Stay there. I'm going to come right back and finish up with you, Mark, and then more callers straight ahead. Yeah, it's good to hear our people, isn't it?
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.